Sean Macy, Fish and Vessel Apollo. I just want to reiterate a little bit of what people have been saying, just because I don't think two fishermen saying there's a lot of yellowtail out there is enough. I think every fisherman here should come up here and tell you that there's a lot of fishermen out there. There's fishermen in southern New England. There's yellowtail in southern New England. There's yellowtail on Georges. There's yellowtail in the Gulf of Maine. I can go to any one of them places and show you 30,000 pounds a day. What I don't understand is, why do we even have the Bigelow? You got fishermen that are starving. And if you want to know if there's fish out there, put some cameras on their nets. Go out there with them and let them show you if there's some fish. Now, if a fisherman can't show you fish, then okay, there's no fish. But a scientist isn't a fisherman. Put them together. Let them go out with the fishermen. Let them take a look and see if there's any fish. Because I guarantee you there's a lot of fish out there. When I was on that show on the Nor'easter Men, we had a 20,000-pound sack of yellowtail. We broke our boom. We had to let them go. We couldn't even get them in. And he was wrong. It wasn't a two-and-a-half-hour tow. It was an hour-and-a-half tow. And I'm using way less gear than I used to. The size of the net doesn't matter on yellowtail. I'm betting that most of you guys don't know that. The amount of ground wire you use makes a difference on how much yellowtail you catch. I'm using 80 fathom. I used to use 170. And I'm catching way more than I ever did. There's a lot of yellowtail out there. To cut the yellowtail right now is a crime against fishermen. There's more yellowtail out there than any other type of fish that I fish for. I can go everywhere and get yellowtail. I don't see why it's even on the table. You guys should be looking at raising the limit of yellowtail, not dropping it. I was fishing beside the Bigelow recently. Me, 5-6 other boats in the Gulf of Maine. I look over, oh, there's the Bigelow. The 5 or 6 of us are fishing right here. Where's the Bigelow? He's over here where we never fish. And that's a fact. I got it written down. I got his coordinates written down. And when we get a report for what he did that day, I like to compare it with my own. Because I'm betting he didn't catch nothing. And I was catching fish. So I don't understand why that data can be used against us when the guy's not even fishing where there's fish. Come on my boat with me. I'll show you some fish. Mark will show you some fish. Any one of these fishermen, it's what they do. If you want to know if there's fish out there, go with the fishermen. I guess that's it. I just wanted to, come back up here as another fisherman and let you know that there's a lot of yellowtail out there, and I have no idea why this is even on the table. I mean, if you guys need something to discuss, I don't know, talk about your honeymoons and everything else. Because there's no problem with yellowtail. There's a lot of yellowtail out there. I can catch yellowtail with a basket. I don't even need a net.
Chris.